I'm Marco Werman, and you're listening to The World. Love it or hate it, it's coming. I'm not talking about Thanksgiving. I'm talking about the day after Thanksgiving, Black Friday, that noble day when, after cramming our bellies, we cram ourselves into stores in search of deals. No doubt Walmart is among the big U.S. retailers hoping for large crowds that day. But in India, Walmart is already attracting a crowd, a small one anyway, and we're not talking shoppers.
Walmart down, down,
down, down, down.
Walmart horsemail.
There was a protest today at Walmart's Indian headquarters outside of Delhi. Our friend and reporter Ritu Chatterjee was there. Ritu, why are Indians so upset with Walmart?
Well, Marco, this was a protest by street vendors and hawkers. Some of the millions of vendors that you will see when you visit India, they're just everywhere in a very central part to the Indian economy and Indian culture. And they are concerned that they are going to be driven out of business. And their concerns were as much with Walmart as with just this larger mall culture and India's newfound obsession with malls and supermarkets.
I mean, Walmart has been blamed for kind of the same thing here, the loss of thousands of mom and pop shops in America. What kind of impact is it having so far on street vendors in India?
It's hard to say, Marco. There hasn't been any sort of systematic study, really. And Walmart works very differently, with a very different model here in India than in the US. It's not a retailer here in India. It works as what it calls a business-to-business wholesale model, which means that it sells wholesale to other businesses. You have to be a member, and the only people who can become members are other businesses, including mom and pop stores. I think Walmart is very conscious of the fact that India is very sensitive about this issue, that it wants to protect the millions of mom and pop stores that are so central to the Indian economy.
So are you distinguishing between mom and pop stores and street vendors? I mean, street vendors, do they have legitimate concerns as well? Don't they sell different things to different slices of the market than Walmart?
Street vendors can, you know, have it harder in many ways because they're, you know, as many people were telling me today, they're often harassed by, you know, the local municipality. They're harassed by the police. It's hard for them to get a license. So they're a much smaller scale operation and sort of have it harder. And yet you see them everywhere. I mean, I get all my fresh produce, my vegetables and my fruit from street vendors in my neighborhood. And that, by and large, at least in New Delhi, is still the main source for fresh produce for people and many other things, actually.
Mm. So, Ritu, you continue to buy your fruit and veg from these street vendors. Can you imagine a day in Delhi where you're going to stop that routine and buy from somewhere else, maybe one of these box stores?
Oh, my goodness, Marco. No, I cannot imagine that day. I know, you know, from stories that I heard people tell me today, I know that these vendors and hawkers, their businesses are being hurt by malls and supermarkets that are opening up. But I still see them so much of a part of our, not just our economy, but our culture. You know, every person in my neighborhood knows my local vegetable guy, Shambhu. They trust him. He has their cell phone numbers. They have his cell phone numbers. They send in their orders by phone. He has like boys helping him out to, you know, send his deliveries to the different houses. Everyone knows him personally. He knows everyone personally. There's a connection here. And that's very much part of the way India works.
I wish I knew the first name of my local greengrocer. Ritu Chatterjee, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Marco.